You always say, this is why you play the game, this is what makes it fun. Does it make it added fun going out, playing a 15-1 team in Lambeau?
Yeah, I think so. I think anytime you're in the playoffs, you're playing a team who's had a great season, and playing in Lambeau Field, it's going to be cold, it's going to be, you know, conditions, and it should be a great environment, and, you know, should have a great week of practice and preparation, and go out there and just play our best.
The fact that you've been down this road in 2007 going out there, is that a factor?
No, I don't think so. I think, we have a lot of guys who have never been out there, and, we just got to know it's about our performance. It's about our preparation and going in there and, taking our preparation to the field on Sunday and playing our best ball.
Fair to say the confidence level of this team is at its season high?
Well, I think we're always confident, but obviously guys are playing well, and our play is at an all-time high for the season. That's the most important thing. Defense is playing outstanding offensively. We didn't get off to a fast start, but we never lost our faith and kept playing hard, didn't make mistakes, and eventually we got things going and played very well in the second half.
How much do you pay attention to weather forecasts? Have you looked at it yet, or do you rely on the coaches to deal with that?
I haven't looked at it. Some people, I've heard a little that it's going to be in the 20s. I said, well, that'll be hot compared. It'll be 40 degrees warmer than the last time we were there a few years ago. So, we know it's gonna be cold. It's January. It's cold everywhere. But it's not something I'm gonna look at every day or get concerned with.
Eli, before yesterday, it seemed like a lot of the offense, their big plays lately had been coming from Victor, and yesterday Atlanta kind of took him away a little bit. Do you think it was a good sign for this offense that you guys were able to have the game you had with him only catching two passes?
Well, I think that's just that's the way the offense goes. We're not trying to force it to certain guys. We have a lot of playmakers on this team, and with Akeem and Mario, you get those guys in the mix and making plays. Victor will get his shots and get his chances. He made some big plays for us in the game. So it's just a matter of running the offense, everybody knowing they're going to be a big part of it, and they're an option to get the ball in any play.
What did DP say after the game last night that you guys are going to win in Green Bay?
I didn't hear it. So obviously he's confident, and the team. That's always the attitude that we're gonna go in there and we're gonna win. That's what you're preparing for.
What do you think all phases of the game are clicking right now for you guys?
Well, I think tough to say. Obviously, getting some guys back healthy, having all our guys playing is one thing. I think I don't know why the defense. I can't speak for them offensively. I think just having all our weapons back and getting the run game going and just being confident and sticking with what we know and what works.
You are really getting a second shot on the team that beat you earlier in the year.
I don't think about it at that. I think, hey, we got a great shot. We're playing, in the playoffs. We're playing a good team, and have fun with that opportunity and go out there and play our best football.
Eli, when talking about that run game, Jacob, since the game in Dallas, when he seemed to really light a stick of dynamite under that run game, how critical is it not just to have the running yardage, but the physical running yardage that seems to fuel you guys?
Brandon's running hard. He had a couple big runs. The fourth down run was a huge, where a linebacker met him, behind the line of scrimmage. He, ran over him and spun, got the first down. So, he and Ahmad are both running great, and the offensive line's opening up some holes. So that's what we like to do, especially when you get late in the season. If you can run the ball, it's all about controlling that line of scrimmage. The offensive line's doing that.
Eli, you went off the field against the Packers, having scored a big touchdown, big two-point conversion. I mean, it's just the fact that you guys were moving the ball, scoring a lot of points, getting a lot of yards in that game, going into the
Well, I think we know we can make some big plays and do some good things offensively. We're gonna have to block them up. We're gonna have to have a good plan to do some unique blitzes, and we're gonna have to be all prepared for that. But if we stay patient and see if we can get off to a fast start and just run our offense efficiently.